Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. A single vehicle crash in Huron County resulted in disabling damage to an SUV, but no required serious or reported serious injuries, according to a State of Michigan traffic crash report. The incident occurred on January 22, 2026 at approximately 6:17 p.m. on a non-freeway straight roadway in Rubicon Township with conditions described as dark and unlighted and the road surface icy. The report indicates a 2023 blue Chevrolet Blazer traveling southbound ran off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree, causing disabling damage to the vehicle's front left area. The driver was listed as using a shoulder lap belt, what was not ejected, and airbags did not deploy. The crash narrative notes the driver sped too fast for conditions. Eastern Huron Ambulance Service responded to the scene and the vehicle was towed from the site. No other vehicles or passengers were involved. And a commercial truck driver escaped injury after a rear-end collision with a passenger vehicle on a slushy Huron County roadway January 22nd at approximately 2:57 p.m., according to a police report. The crash occurred during daylight hours on a non-freeway straight roadway when an eastbound 2005 Orange International 9400 semi hauling a motor vehicle in transport struck the rear of a passenger car that had slowed ahead, the report states. The truck driver told investigators the vehicle in front began to turn but then continued straight without signaling and the truck could not stop in time on a slippery surface. The semi sustained minor damage to the front left, while the passenger car's driver's side taillight area was damaged. The second vehicle left the scene before deputies arrived, and any injuries to that driver are unknown. The truck driver was using a shoulder and lap belt. Alcohol was not suspected, and deputies listed roadway conditions as slushy at the time of the collision. When we come back after this Bayport State sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebowing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, a bench warrant with body bond has been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr., after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing today. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year with the report filed yesterday, January 27, 2026. Prosecutor Alexander Pahani requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach stated she had met with Cook yesterday and informed him of the hearing, but received no response to her attempts to contact him today. The court confirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion, ordering the bench warrant.
For 70 years, the Humane Society of the United States has worked to end animal cruelty. Now, we're continuing that mission as Humane World for Animals, because we work around the globe to care for animals who are suffering today. And we tackle the root causes of cruelty for a kinder tomorrow. We are Humane World for Animals. And together, we can make a difference. Help make change for animals. Visit humaneworld.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. We're going to jump into that hazardous weather outlook for us today. Very cold conditions continue with wind chills below zero. Potential exists for light snow showers to develop with localized accumulations of a dusting to a quarter of an inch. For days 2 through 7, Thursday through Tuesday, wind chills Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings range between 10 and 20 below zero. Once again. And that's been your local news with your hazardous weather updates, which was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.